presentation.
From your point of view, were you hoping to see her cured? Or were you more in kind of a palliative metastatic mode?
Well, I think obviously we knew she was in a very high-risk situation, but we'd obviously done staging at the time of diagnosis. There was nothing outside of the region, as I described. So I think our mindset was still to embark on a curative treatment strategy.
So what happened?
So after the surgery, where we saw a poor response, she went on to post-mastectomy radiation, chest wall, covered the supraclavicular region as well. And we then had a discussion about endocrine therapy. And it was a complicated discussion because she was very interested in pursuing options regarding fertility. We were mainly focused on trying to devise an endocrine strategy that would be maximally effective. And in fact, we talked to her about participation in one of the adjuvant CDK4/6 inhibitor studies. At that time, we were enrolling patients to the PALLAS study, which is a study using adjuvant palbociclib for 2 years. And actually, after much consideration, the patient declined to participate in that study. So we decided to pursue an approach of ovarian suppression together with, well, we started with tamoxifen with the idea of switching relatively swiftly to an aromatase inhibitor after that. Turns out that the patient wasn't interested in the ovarian suppression either, and she was very concerned about side effects. So she ended up on monotherapy with tamoxifen initially as her adjuvant therapy. And the discussion was always that in the months ahead, we're going to introduce ovarian suppression, and if you can tolerate that, then we're going to think about an aromatase inhibitor. About 6 months into her tamoxifen therapy, she called me up one evening to say that she'd found a small lump on the skin over her chest wall, same side as her primary cancer, but you know, a good 4 or 5 inches away from where the breast was. So we called her into clinic and did a punch biopsy of that lesion, and sure enough, she had evidence of recurrence in the skin, ER positive again, PR negative, HER2 negative, high grade disease. So we did restaging investigations and unfortunately also found evidence at this time of multiple lung nodules, hyaluronopathy, and some disease in the thoracic spine. So this is in summary a patient who's now progressed on adjuvant endocrine therapy, premenopausal, relatively rapid recurrence. So at that point, we instituted therapy with ovarian suppression, an aromatase inhibitor, and palbociclib. She was monitored on that treatment. At 3 months, we did a restaging CT scan. We saw a good response in the lungs and the development of increasingly sclerotic disease in the spine, suggestive, we thought, of treatment response as well. So we continued to monitor. It's a difficult case. 6 weeks after that, actually, she contacted me again, saying that her thoracic spine was now quite painful. We brought her back in, we re-imaged the spine, and there was clear evidence of progression in the thoracic spine at that point, new lytic lesions, and so, you know, this is obviously a difficult case. Interestingly, all of her lung nodules and hyaluronopathy was actually continuing to get smaller, despite the fact that her progression, the bone progression was quite pronounced. So I think at that stage, we did something that's a little bit off the textbooks, which is we decided to hold her CDK4/6 inhibitor, irradiate the thoracic spine, and then recommence the palbociclib. And I'm not saying that this would be standard practice, but we saw how impressive the response was in her lungs. We knew that this was a very difficult case and that we weren't going to have that many options moving forward, so we did what we could. Turned out, unfortunately, after another 3 or 4 months, she developed new bony lesions in the lumbar spine from which she was again symptomatic. And as of now, she's actually been enrolled onto a clinical trial.
Did you biopsy the bone?
Yeah, you biopsy your bone.
We did. We biopsied the bone.
To see if it was heterogeneous. Was it still ER positive
still
or too
positive,
negative?
Yeah,
I've had a few people that have been on AI CDK4/6 rebiopsy lesion and they end up HER2 positive.
Yeah, no, we did rebiopsy the bone. And for what it was worth, it was the receptors were all the same as her primary tumor. So now we have a premenopausal patient that's relapsed early, progressed relatively quickly on a CDK4/6 inhibitor, and we've actually enrolled her onto a clinical trial using ovarian suppression, fulvestrant, a different CDK4/6 inhibitor, so this is ribociclib, and the additional drug now is actually an immunotherapeutic, an anti-PD-1 antibody.
Which one?
It's called PDR-001.
Wow, another one.
It's being used in conjunction with ribociclib.